I will not have her tunnel banded around this office willy-nilly.
I can make that dream come true too, aka for you. Eat it out. There's people starving in the world, which I hate.
Oh, love me.
Pathetic.
Stephen, how are you, boy?
Good, it's been a while.
Yeah. And I keep saying we're going to get more of these in, more of these, but it's busy at me. Busy lives.
There's still lots in the pipeline, but things keep cropping up.
Such as? Today, we have a very special guest joining us, Mr. Shuffle-T. I'm not going to call him Shuffle. Not sure that's his real name, but he's a writer first, performer second, probably a creator third. So you can book a rap roast on his website. So I'll be booking one in for you. All the trimmings. Yes, please. I actually think we should probably have a look at doing that. But no, I'm really looking forward to speaking to Shuffle. Shuffsy, I call him.
Shuffsy.
The big Shuff. He's had over 70 million Facebook views, 43 UK and international rap battles, and now over 7 million YouTube views. So,
you
know, he's big time. I am reading them. Straight out of his website, shuffletea.com.
So,
easy, isn't it? Yeah, looking forward to chatting and finding out about the rap battle world. It's new. That's all new to me, that shit. That's different. That's sort of underground, isn't it?
You can see from his Twitter that he loves it.
Aye, bloody loves it. Bloody loves The Office.
I've got high hopes for the quiz as well. I think he's got a bit about him.
Yeah, I think, you know, we haven't had a full sort of 100% score yet, have we? He could be the closest somewhere.
Potential.
Yeah, well, if you want, let's bring him in. Let's get him in. Here he is.
Who am I? Dick Sander Doc Green?
What's that? Less than 10 seconds.
Just the one for me tonight. Purely social. I don't know if I'm doing it already because I don't even think this is going in, is it?
Oh, this will be in. No, you worry. This will be
it's gold.
Yeah, this is gold.
It's gold.
Yeah.
It's sort of exciting when you speak to someone for the first time and they're doing the quotes back and you sort of can't get them out quick enough.
It's always so refreshing to find someone that has got the same level of annoying quotability as us.
Can you put annoying? Is that,
or, they'll hear me. Well, they'll hear me.
Your missus finds it annoying.
That's a shame. That is a shame.
Welcome.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
All right. It's been a while coming, isn't it? Bloody, I don't know, diary.
It's busy, aren't we? Yeah. I mean, busy lives, busy stuff. Yeah, it's just come out and wait, really. We always start the same. Did you get an agenda for today's
No,
podcast?
Get an agenda, no.
We already knew it was going to be a winner. Yes. Like, there was no doubt. You can't make that sort of entrance and then not get that.
I mean, annoyingly, it was technically a misquote because he says, did not get an agenda, no. And I said, did no get an agenda, melding the first time that he said, did no get an agenda, and the second time when he tries to make it sound more normal. So I've been a mug unto myself and to you guys, and to be honest, I'm fucking sorry.
That's the first time he's embarrassed himself.
I have embarrassed myself.
Yeah, I mean, that's all done. No, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Anyone could pick up on that. So the amount of people that like super fans, love The Office, we hit them with that first line, right, did you get an agenda? Like, just like, you know, easy.
I mean,
just set the tone and they get it. I didn't get an agenda.
I can't even hear the word agenda from people who are nothing to do with Office fan groups and not go, did not get an agenda, no. So it's always gonna happen.
I completely agree.
Sophie, I've so many meetings at work and every meeting obviously has an agenda, and I can't hear agenda without the agenda.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of elongation of it. It gets a little bit irritating when someone asks you and you say it back to them. You don't realise that you've said it that way. You think, oh, I really hope they watch The Office. If not, I'm going to look like an absolute...
I mean, every time someone says, like, all right, that's the end of the meeting, I go, meeting adjourned. Like and that's not even, like, a particularly big bit. It's just, like... But, yeah, there's loads of those where I can't help but... And I sort of... Sometimes I feel guilty because I know people will laugh at it without knowing that it's from The Office. And so I'm like, oh, well, it's a hollow laugh.
Hollow laughs are not real laughs. I think that's definitely what we go for, though, isn't it? The level of nicheness. Yeah. The nicher, the better. Like, well, and that's, you could always tell.
Yeah, you've got...
We always say this. We've been in...
You've got the big ones that everyone knows. It's almost like that's a cheat. That doesn't count.
Yeah, my fucking dad knows those. My dad can quote that shit.
Yeah. We want the in-depth one. That's why just a little... Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, that, well, that's my favourite quote of the whole show. Oh, no. See you later. Oh,
I think we generally do ask that question, like, what is the favorite, and that's normally the test, just teasing out how niche, where's it come. I was always going to be an interesting one for you, because you can tell you've got that. Yeah, there's definitely there's a level there, isn't there? You know what I mean? But no, it's nice, it's good.
I've got a bunch of favorite ones, like we're saying. Anyway, sorry, do you want to do the thing?
Well, no, this is it. We're generally just, we'll just shoot the shit. Okay. Just, you know, it's just chatting, isn't it? We're interested to catch up. We'll do like a weird intro, like, afterwards. Yeah, we'll do that. So we'll cock it up about 20 times, and it's always awkward if you're sat there looking at us upside down as you were. We're rolling, maybe. Yeah, just keep...
That's the sort of...
Keep it going, We obviously would love to ask, you're obviously in the rap battle game, big time. How's that come about? How do you find yourself in there? It's a niche world, I suppose, talking about niche quotes.
All it is, or is it? Is I got into it about 2000. Well, I was watching a lot of it on online, because I think I was like, there's like a really common procedure to it, you know, where you're sort of like, you're listening to Eminem because you're angry and you are white and you want to get some of that anger out.
That's
racial. And so I was listening to that, and then like Eminem for some reason is one of those artists that like you either sort of like, he's all right, or you're like, I'm gonna research every single thing he's ever done and then watch it, listen to it all, and every interview and stuff like that. And so I was the latter, because I'm quite obsessed with like a lot of things. And it came up with all this stuff of him doing like old rap battle videos, like freestyle rap battle stuff. And so I watched a few of those, and I didn't really get into them that much. I didn't think they were that great, because you sort of watch them and hope that people are as good as they are when they're writing, and that it's like impossibly good. But actually, it's just like realistically good, which is pretty good, but not like... not that mental. And then so I got sort of like, but I was watching a few of them, and I was sort of thinking like, you know, I knew about 8 Mile obviously, so I was sort of seeing, you know, how close it was to that. And then eventually it came up with the UK battle rap stuff, which is, you know, Don't Flop, WRCs and things like that, Jump Off. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the history of it, but there's like a few big leagues from back in the day. And they were way, way cooler. And they're pre-written, right? Which is like the kind of thing that I do is pre-written. It's not improvised or anything. It's all, you sort of research your opponent and have like a month or two or a couple of weeks or however long. And I came across Don't Flop initially, which is the league I've done most of my battles on. And just kind of got obsessed, got my mate into it, who's Marlo, who I do the 2-on-2 battles with. And then, we were watching it for a few years, and then we were sort of like, oh, we should actually go to see one of these live. And so we did. We went to one in 2012 in Shepherd's Bush, the Ginglick, and it was like this underground place. And it happened to be a very uncommon freestyle event. It's usually like, as I say, pre-written, but now and then, just for like a throwback, they have like a freestyle thing. And I got like extraordinarily pissed. I was a little bit drunk. And then I had to, I was sat next to one of the co-owners, and was chatting to him, and I was just like, yeah, I rap big time, boy, yeah. sort of fused Eminem with Eminem with 50 Cent shit. And so I sort of got a place on that evening, and I was so shit at it that people thought I was sort of doing an ironic sort of wink to, oh, he knows what he's doing, this is comedic. I was trying really, really hard, but they didn't know that. You couldn't tell them. And so they instead were just like, oh, that was funny. And I was like, that's good, I was going for that. And then I got invited back to do a written one. And yeah, I rolled with the sort of humorous side of it, and I sort of lent into that. And me and Theo or Marlo were doing like comedy sketches at the time, so we thought, oh, this might be a way to like get our comedy sketches seen. And then it ended up being the complete reverse, where like we sort of became known within a very small circle for the battle rap stuff. And you know, it's a niche within a niche within a niche within a niche, but like, you know, that was where we sort of found our home, kind of thing. And we've been there ever since, on and off, for about 11 years now, which is, some say pathetic, some say really, really cool.
Is it? One of the things, I'm not a massive I'm not a connoisseur necessarily of the whole battle rap thing, but I've seen a fair bit of your stuff, and there's definitely an element of, you go for the more humorous kind of side, where you've got the stereotypical battle rap, a bit like Mal. You got people, you know, they're saying of Shaggy and all this sort of stuff, whereas yours come out with some nice little lines. I'm thinking, have you ever used a particularly Brentish line?
So Marlo is, apart from me, that I know personally, the biggest Office fan I've ever met. So between us, we are like constantly trying to get in every single Office reference we can do. So there's hundreds littered through. I mean, I've had about 45 battles, and he's had about 30, and there's probably about 15 where it's 2-on-2, so it's the same thing. And there's so many references to The Office, to the point where now, like, the main angle that gets used against me is that I'm just David Brent or Ricky. Someone said, you're just Ricky Gervais with shitty wordplay. So, like, you know, that is the sort of, that's the kind of cut off. But like,
that's his vibe. That's your vibe.
Exactly. Yeah, sort of, but like, we've had tons of Brenty lines. Just like, we're planning to, at the moment, mostly Theo, I think, because he's an editor, we're like going to cut up every single Office reference and put it right next to the bit from The Office. Because there's some bits that are just too niche to even be clocked, unless you were like, oh, I see that. Like, I wasn't sure if that was an Office reference, but I see now it is. There's like a bit where, in a battle of me and Marlo versus P Soldier and Matter, and we're acting out how he told me that we were going to battle these guys, and it's sort of like, oh God, you're not going to like it. But just before it starts, he goes up to me, he goes, shuffle, listen, and I go, what is it? And I'm doing the I love being backstage. It's like, so we've got like things like that, and then like there's like there's one bit where I'm not even sure if it's definitely an Office quote, but it's like an Office-y quote where we go, some people say the best, whatever, if that's true, cheers. And I think it might be an Office quote. I'm not sure if it's one that I've just sort of invented, but like,
if that's true,
cheers, you know. So that's, and
it's probably, I guess people aren't really recognizing the level of talent that it takes to squeeze those in. And I think it's a nod almost to the question. I think the reason we do this is, and the reason obviously for the book as well, that we're writing is more to try and, just clang. Oh, I'm writing a bloody book. Oh, I don't know.
Honestly, it's currently, you are on my laptop. On my phone, on my laptop, so that it stands up, balanced on a box of my unsold advanced rhyming dictionary. So they're all in this together, is my point.
let's sell all our books together.
They're plugging this for both books, both excellent books in their own way.
Yeah, I've got to give
donations. Mine is
that
rhyming, but I don't think you should get extra points for that necessarily.
This was off the cuff, but but I think, as I was saying, bloody rudely interrupted again. It's a nod to how much it becomes sort of, the office has become personality. Like, it's hard to know now where the line ends of what is just us and our personalities, the way, especially if you've got a friend as close that you can just constantly keep sort of testing each other with it. And so it's naturally going to come out. But I think to deliberately do it in a rap battle is, yeah, that's...
We love doing it. We love getting them in. And then also in like post-match interviews, we do it just so we can sort of like have something for ourselves. But also we like to put in actual like material that references The Office as well. So like we've got one where like we were against these two guys from America called Quest and Marv. And we had this line that was like, it was like, Quest and Marv, don't expect to get respect from bars. You need to go home to get it, like Brent's guitar. So like things like that. And then and then I think at one point against, I had a battle with a guy called Heretic. And then it was like, I'll split this cunt's throat till the blood goes and hits the front row. You will never win. Still be fun though. Like bits like that. Which again, no one's gonna get, like, except me and my mates who I know are obsessed with it. But worth it.
But that's what you do it for.
Yeah.
That's it. You do it for the real little niche ones, just you and your mate. And they're worth so much more than if you got a laugh or something else, because you know it's just between you and your mate, something niche.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, it doesn't sell books.
But, I mean, if you're still getting the laughs as well, that's great.
Yeah. It sells friendship, which is good.
There's so much being missed here. This way, we need to put telly for this. Like, I mean, the mannerisms. And again, it's like, it's clearly just in the personality. It's like it's hard to turn it off though when you have to be professional.
Like, Jim Carrey, work. But the thing is, though, I think like it's an odd one because like there's this whole thing around it of like and there's a few things like this. Like, I guess Peep Show is quite similar and Partridge is quite similar. Things that sort of like invite an obsession and an obsessive. Also, I don't know if you watch it, but like The Thick of It, I think, is sort of like a slightly less version of that, but still has that. Yeah. And like The Day to Day and Brass Eye. It's a lot of British stuff. Like, it's slightly different with Friends, for example, where I feel like Friends is such a cultural thing that sort of like is so broad and covers every single, I don't mean broad in a negative way either. I mean, just like it covers so much ground. And there's only one version of it, whether you're in America or in the UK or whatever. And I think I quote Friends as well, but it's in a different way. Like, Friends quotes always come out when they're like the opportunity for a joke that is a joke within the thing is there. Like, so like if someone messes up something when they're speaking and you can go, oh, no, you messed it up. You're stupid. Like what they do when he says blue blazer black or whatever, like, that's an obvious bit for a joke that you know everyone's going to get. Whereas Office, Peep Show, Partridge, it's more like it's the in-between moments between the jokes that you want to quote almost more. It's like there's a pride in getting the obscure bits that sort of that you can repurpose. And it's very similar to like the, in my opinion, the sort of like psychology of a meme, where it's like you see something on TV and you go, oh, that fits perfectly in this relatable setting. And so that's why it's funny, because it might be foreign to you, but you get why it's funny and you get that feeling. And I think quoting something that you absolutely love and have seen a million times is really similar to that psychology of going, I want to include this into something that it has no business being there with, because that heightens the funny. And that is... also, and I'm not even planning this. This is just, you know what I mean? But like, but that's also a lot like how I feel about rhyming.
You're reading
this. Like rhyming in like multisyllabics and stuff, which is something I'm mega obsessed with, is all about pairing things that shouldn't be put together that for some reason work together through nothing else in context other than rhyme. And it's sort of like, that's always a satisfying thing to do, I think, regardless of what the initial bit is and what the end goal is, as long as there's something put together in a way that really creates harmony, but they have no business being together, that's brilliant. So that's why we want to put like as random a quote that you know someone's going to get in a situation where it doesn't fit and people wouldn't even know it what it's from. There's like a pride in it.
Exactly. That's like, he set you up perfectly there, isn't he? That's best intro to the best quiz in town now.
It's a great segue there.
We meant that. Yeah.
We've got your YouTube quiz show.
Oh, yeah.
Like. little plug in there. And a friend of ours, JP.
Big shout out. Little shout out.
Cardboard box shout out.
He's a little fella. Yeah.
speaking of little fella. he's created a Sounds Like Gabby.
Brilliant.
Okay, so I'm going to test you on that.
If you don't mind being sued, let's go.
Yeah. Okay, so.
David Brent. Come on now.
It's one from one.
He's in it.
Silly Billy.
Willy Nilly.
Very good. Not sure that's a funny one. Cancer treatment.
I was going to say Baron Zeden. What's that on it? That's certainly my vote. Gareth Keenan.
Yeah.
He's good. He's bloody brilliant, this boy.
Chapel
Door?
Yeah.
Thinking what we're thinking. Paramore, Cancer Ward, Macklemore, Labrador. Is that what Nelson is? Is he a Labrador? He might be.
That's probably better.
That's better than the actual answer, I think.
The answer is
new door.
The thing is, I've got no doubts you'd have got that. 30 seconds.
These are good rhymes.
I like Labrador.
Labrador's better, JP. Yeah. In my
great man, great dog, great answer.
I'm going to give you that.
Yeah.
Why not? Neonatal care.
Sorry? Neonatal care. Oh. Is the whole thing rhyming there? I'd be impressed. Does it go dee 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 dee?
No. I think the pattern of the
hang on.
Yeah. The beat is there. Sort of. We're getting behind the scenes here.
I'd be furiously wanking, so you're not getting quite the full picture.
That's worse than the one before.
You're the wanker.
I'm taking too long. Go on. Okay, very good, very good. I think there's been a rape up there. Iconic.
Who was it we spoke to? It was Ricky's agent, wasn't it? He said that was his favourite line.
Yeah.
I was impressed with that. It's a surprisingly popular line, considering.
I think in a poll I've seen once it was voted the most popular, but like on an office one, not like of the general public.
Yeah. I've got a feeling we've put out several polls like that, and it's always
it's easy though, isn't it? It's a bit, not slagging him off, but he's a bloody big guy.
Okay, number five.
Have you got any more?
Number six, sloppy version.
Is it? Is that what you said? All right.
Sorry.
I thought I was guessing the same word back. I think it's Sloppy Burton. Nobby Burton.
Bloody repeats.
Nobby Burton, Nobby 3 for 10, yes, please. No. Two for 10, yes, please, 4. Yes, please, 4. Go on.
Okay, I've got three more.
How long are you going to be, mate? Seen enough.
You've got one more. Two more if you need them.
I was going to say 4, but 3's not bad. Seen enough. I went to. He's been at Crufts, but not that. Diesel Dan. Seen enough. Nah, go on. Or a clue.
It's a bit harsh, that one. Thinking about it.
Beans and muff. Just because some useless tosser blew his beans up your mouth. Well done. Merry fucking Christmas. I'm with him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think the nation was, I think.
Yeah. This is a party.
Well, maybe half the nation. But political. Satire, really, sort of. So.
Brendan Finchie. That, to be fair, I didn't get that off my own back. Someone called Danny Jack used that in a battle rap about 8 years ago, seven or eight years ago. He said, these friends are cringy, like Brent and Finchy or Ren and Stimpy.
Thieving.
Rhymes.
Profit on that.
Last one. Free bread.
She's dead.
Very good.
Very good. Very good, that.
Genuinely impressed.
I'm impressed by JP.
Wow.
It's hard to make those kind of rhymes. Like, it's genuinely tricky.
It's not hard when you steal them from me. He's gone on YouTube. He's gone, right, how far back do I need to go before they stop looking? Didn't expect you to know. 8 years, that'll be about right. Yeah. We know what you're doing, JP. All right. Shame.
Time wasters. Rhyme takers.
See, he says it's his.
It's just natural, isn't it?
And I for one believe
it. It was. One of the questions I was going to ask, would you do me a favour?
Just remember one thing. You're the best!
Could you, as a...
She's dead. She is dead.
As a favour to us, in an upcoming battle, could you sign off one of your rounds with... Can I ask you something? Where's your tampons?
How'd you get in that?
He'll know.
That's for him to worry about. I'm trying to think of what rhymes with who does your tampons.
Yeah, crampons. Crampons?
I only know that from the climbing trip on the mountains, isn't it?
With Partridge and Rob Brydon.
when you write your rhymes, you need to turn your lamp on.
Yeah. I love the idea that I can use that as an insult to someone. When you're writing rhymes, you need to turn your lamp on. And let me ask you one thing.
Do this example. Right, you've got that. Gratis. That's yours now. That's yours. Right. Yeah. Maybe, no, his rhymes are so bad. He hadn't turned his lamp on. He was in the dark. That's what I mean. I'll leave it to you to sort out.
Leave it to JP. Oh, you're not
professional. That's the sort of shit I write. Yeah, JP's getting too much airtime for JP now, I'm afraid. Yeah, we found him out. We found him out as a thief. We'll have a word. If anyone else wants to send in any quizzes they've stolen from other popular podcasts or shows, then send them in.
You were saying about the your favourite lines and that. Have you got a particular favourite scene or episode?
It's one of those weird ones. With like I say, I've got like obsessions, loads of different obsessions that I'm sort of as obsessed as The Office with. And in all of them, there's always like one kind of common thread, which is that like, outside of the actual content, I take very little notice of anything. So I hate when I'm doing a quiz and it's like, you know, you're getting 20 out of 20, 30 out of 30. It keeps going 40 out of 40. They go, what year was the first episode released? And I go, I don't know. And I don't know. It's either 2000 or 2001, but I don't know because I do not take any of that stuff in. So I don't know the episode numbers or names, like, I don't find it very easy to distinguish. I guess, like, in my head, I can sort of quickly piece together what episode it is, but I wouldn't be able to go, oh, episode 3, series 2. Like, I even confuse sometimes which series is which, but, like, I can always get what I know is the quotes, and that's kind of what I'm always on with. So I can do your quotes.
Interesting.
I can do your scenes, but I probably can't say a favourite episode unless I sort of really thought about it, which I suppose I can do. I'll do it now. Probably.
Quick break.
Cut that out.
We're back.
Yeah. Keep that bit in. We want to scapegoat. Favorite quote is probably, oh no, or one like that. And then favorite scene is really, 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 really hard. But
I think that's a hard, yeah, it's a hard one to have a favourite.
Even,
yeah.
Even a favourite
go through cycles of like, oh, that's, I'm getting that today. It's the instant reaction ones for me now where, like you say, I don't actually remember which part of, like we have this discussion all the time. I don't remember when we try and find a clip, like where do we start? We know it off by heart what the phrase is and what the quote is, but yeah, trying to find where in the series that happened, it takes a bit of time to do. But it's like, now shame. Anyone says something like that, I can remotely get shame. Straight away, that's now an instinctual reaction to just do. It's just there.
Have you, like us, we've got a WhatsApp group, which is essentially just all fans of The Office. And it gets to the point now where you can't say, you know, oh, I've taken my black bags out, because you're immediately just...
That's a shame. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a shame.
Could have just said bags.
Yeah. So I've got like, so me and Marlo, our WhatsApp is just, you know, quite constantly, like, if not just doing the quotes, then writing something else and then putting the quotes in between quite serious chats sometimes, either bracketed or otherwise, followed by a wink emoji to sort of indicate the Brentness. And then I've got the work chat, which is, I work 2 days in an office. I'm freelance, so I do sort of like writing, and I do comedy sketches with these guys at in a recruitment company up in Brackley. And I think if I didn't know The Office, I wouldn't have got the job, because they're like obsessed. There's maybe like one or two of them who aren't that keen on it, but basically everyone there is like massively into The Office. So all day, every day, whenever I'm at work, there's constant that going on. And then there's one guy, Danny B, who's not really into it, and he has to guess either Peep Show or Partridge or The Office, or like has to guess what quote it's from. And we're all really proud of him when he gets it right. And the one that really,
he must be,
the one that really
gets
you to death in that office is That's Part of It, which... it's obviously not, again, not a very big one, but like any time, because they're in recruitment and someone goes, oh yeah, I'm really interested, and they don't send the CV, they will always go, send the CV, that's part of it. Or, you know, close the window after you use it, that's part of it. Or, yeah, it's easy, isn't it? And like all the ones that are sort of office-based, and there's a really, really specific one that my boss uses that I don't think I've heard anyone else do in a sort of like conversational way, where like... If he has to say, I don't, or no, he goes, I don't, which is the guy saying that he doesn't do the Ali G impression. So he can go, oh no, it's not you. So he does that all the time, I don't. Like in the accent. Which I love.
That's very good. That sounds like
honestly, every day is a real laugh. Yeah, there's Will, who sits behind me. He's the CEO. He's an absolute nutter.
Wow.
So,
getting the job done.
Yeah, he's sort of like, he's constant. And then there's Josh, there's Adam, there's Kizzy. Kizzy's not bad with the quotes. He's getting there.
Still too cute, Kizzy.
I'm not going to call you Kizzy. What's your real name?
Kieran.
It's a good name.
What's the other one? So she's dead gets done all the time. She's dead, like, to mean that a person hasn't got a job, like that opportunity's dead. She's dead. But also anything can be sung in that tune and everyone will know that you're doing She's Dead. So like, they've gone. Where's John? He's gone. We all know. Well, I suppose that is the original.
Yeah, the rules. Yeah. I like it. There are certain rules and things that he gets it. Yeah.
That's the thing as well. Is that what me and Theo do is we will always try to like do the version of what we're talking about to make it fit. So changing the quotes. I'm sure everyone does this, but like change the quotes slightly to fit the situation of what you're saying. So like, for example, one that we always say is like, I don't know. I'm going for an interview tomorrow because I've been asked to go for a job. And he goes, yeah, you got to go for it. There are blokes my level of professionalism and they haven't gone for any interviews. How many do you think I've had? About five or six, yeah. Like, There's no way to describe it except by doing it. But like, do you know what I mean by that? Like, just the force feeding in whatever the situation is into a quote.
That's the funniest aspect of it all. I think, you know, you look at the Facebook group, you know, Eric Hitchmer is the Hitchmer group. You know, but you see,
shout out Hitchmer, yeah, shout out JP.
You see, yep, just like random pictures of like a tree that's a bit curved, and you just see the caption.
Yeah, that's why. Or you've charmed me.
They're the things that. it's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, that's basically just psychology, isn't it? It's that same thing of just going, you know, what? It's a very specific meme for a very specific audience that outside of that no one would get. But like, that's just a meme with a, you know, but an office meme that.
Yeah. What was the origin of that? Like, obviously, in the office, that I guess that culture must have existed before you've arrived. What's the moment where you click, you realise, oh God, we're in it? Because we've always said that. We always say sort of like a wedding, table full of strangers.
I remember you saying about this. Yeah.
And then, like, if that bombs, then it's maybe like, all right, okay, let's try something else. And if there's a quote and it gets reciprocated, then you know, like, you're nice, you're going to be all right.
I think. Yeah.
But I can imagine if that happens at work. Like, I've just started a new job and I'm sort of teasing a few things, but I'm still not enough coming back yet. But if it was to happen, then all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I was at the induction day, which was sort of I hadn't got the job necessarily yet. I was just doing like a trial day, and they had this sort of like slideshow, and one of them had Brent across the table, you know, posing for the picture, and he went, you know who that is, didn't you? And I went, yeah. I went, just a little bit, and because I wasn't sure, I was like, in a way, he could have just used that as sort of like someone who doesn't know the office would have just put that in to be like, do you remember the cringy boss from the telly? But so I sort of went, just a little bit, and then saw that he picked up on that, and then he did one back, and it was like a secret handshake in, like, you know, it's like you're in the Masons or something, and so you just wink across the table. But like, I've never had it where I've sort of been in a situation which would otherwise be uncomfortable. What I have, which is very lucky, is because I do the battle raps and I'm so open with the fact that I love The Office and quote it all the time. When I'm doing one live, The Office fans always come over and just sort of do The Office at me, because it's like, I know you know this because I've seen you do it. So I'm well happy. So they come over and go, yeah, about your battles. Yeah, I write a rhyme a week. And then I go, exactly what rhymes do you do? Just all the rhymes in the rhyme book, that's just general rhymes. Like, it's just like that. And then, so that's like brilliant. And I say at every single event, you get at least five or six of people doing that. So that's how I get it. And like,
starts
I think that's got to be a little
love
trip.
It. You'd love it. Because I'll introduce you to all the ones I know are obsessed with it as well.
maybe we should do a live recording, like commentary.
Yeah.
Could be a whole new spin-off.
In fact,
commentating on the battles.
When I book,
can we get in on this?
When I book finally,
what's the
we have now gonna have our launch party. Would you come to our launch party?
But
okay.
Thursday's good.
Yeah, of course.
No one wants to go to your launch party with you. No one wants to go for me. No one wants to go. No one wants to rap battle you.
Where are you based?
Yeah.
No, yeah, what street?
Where are we?
Where are we based?
Oh, in the Midlands, mate. Big time. Yeah.
What is it, Birmingham?
Where we travel, boy. We travel. That's another show. So yeah, how deep does the knowledge go? The Ricky Gervais sort of spin-off culture. Is it just The Office, or do you kind of lose? I don't know. Some people like go deeper, go back into XFM. Like, obviously in those days,
I can do your Office. I can do your Extras. I can do your Extras basically to the same level, if not better than The Office, because there's fewer bits. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not so natural that there's like background bits. Yeah. So I think I could probably, in a quote match, I could probably quote better on Extras. Probably Office first, Extra second, probably the stand-up third. I can do the stand-up 1, 2, and 3 pretty good, I think. But that's really like, I don't know if you get this, but like,
I like this. This is a new new.
I don't
new
know level. If you. Oh, and XFM, like all of the XFM podcasts and the radio. Like I can do all of that. Not do it, but like 9 times out of 10, I can piece together the rest of the sentence that comes after what you just said. If you said something from it, I think when with me, because I grew up in a family that really quote like hardcore quotes. So like. Dad loves the bloody Monty Python.
He's sleeping with the fishes.
That's me. And sometimes I have to do. Sometimes I have to tell Dad, no, that's me quoting Office, quoting Monty Python. In the, I'm not quoting Monty Python. I'm never going to. I'm just not doing it. That was part of it. But yeah, I think.
Quoteception.
I think with it, it's like yeah, because my family are very big. Quoters, ABQ, always be quoting. Sisters love quoting Friends. They love quoting Buffy and all of our favourite films and stuff like that. So there's a lot of quoting going on. And so I think now, as an older man, whenever I hear something that I really, really like, it sort of gets put immediately into the quote bank and sort of stored. Whereas, like, when I was younger, I had to sort of, like, watch things loads and loads and loads. Whereas now I could probably watch something twice, and if I fucking love it, then I can quote it quite well. Which is annoying because I have a shit memory for, like, everything else. For, like, exams or, like, even for, like, battle rap stuff. I have to work particularly hard to remember all the material for battles. And, you know, luckily, obviously, it rhymes, so that's, like, a mnemonic in itself. But, like, naturally, I find it really hard to remember stuff. But quoting... it really sticks in. And so because I was so obsessed with The Office, everything that I enjoyed of his that came around that, I sort of went back and watched, and then it just kind of stuck in. So yeah, all the XFM, not all the XFM, you know, lots of the XFM stuff is stuck in, and definitely Extras, definitely the first three stand-ups, and like the deleted scenes or the bloopers. Sometimes I accidentally quote the bloopers and someone who's into The Office doesn't quite know what it is. And I sort of, oh yeah, that's a deleted scene. Or like, or bloopers from Extras I do where I go like, I don't know if you, have you, are you guys much into Extras? But there's like a blooper where he goes,
big time.
No, you can't do that. When he's doing something with his Bluetooth, Stephen Merchant's making a face. And then and there's a bit where he goes, and in The Office where he goes, you must know what you're doing. Yeah. You must know what you're doing. Yeah. When there's just loads of those bits that stick in and I just can't get them out. And so they sort of come out as well.
But that depth of like cultural knowledge, it's a quite broad span then, obviously, if the family are in on it as well, it must assist you massively when you're writing rhymes in terms of being able to draw on certain elements of, like, of, I guess, British iconic history almost to build punchlines that everyone's going to get and, I guess, resonate with harder because there's this undertone of kind of an attachment to it from something else, which is...
Like when there's two types of quoters as well, I find. There's like one type of quoter who will sort of do the thing in their own voice, sort of almost laughing through it and sort of like get it out there just to show that they know it. And there's another kind who like properly goes into character with it and sort of like must do the face when they're doing it. And sort of, and I think if you're that kind of quote, which I think I'm that kind of quote where I really like to sort of like throw myself into
100%,
100%. It, you sort of by definition pick up and learn like comic timing because you remember the timing of it. Like, you know, you remember the amount of second. So you learn certain things because you're not just remembering the lines in their sort of text form, you're remembering comic timing. And so you're by definition sort of learning it a bit. And so I do think, like, I've got a kid on the way, Sprog, Mrs. is Prego. And I sort of, I hope they're a quota.
She's let some I hope they're tussle. A quota.
Shut up! Yeah.
You can't let, do you that. Can't let carry that. Yeah,
that's. I tell you what, that was the one. I can basically quote the baby crying. I know I've got that down. It goes. Exactly like that. And I know if you get it and put it up against that, you'll go fuck it. That's closer than I thought. And that's after me saying that.
That's him saying it. We will do that after that. 100%. Yeah.
It's just great. And I think I want to transition from that first sort of type one quota of the, you know, I need,
you can,
need to
you
get
can
more
sign
of
up
the
for
face,
my course.
More of the, more
it's
of the
£150.
Yeah.
Hourly. And
sure. Yeah.
You will. Yeah, nice little Bunsen nice Burnham. Little quota. That's what it's called. That's the full name of the. Yeah.
We always, but talking of that, we always love just the pace of the finger, like, because a lot of people misremember it as kind of quite fast, like a, but it's not. It's just a real gentle, like slow across the room. Just
there's little things that like the more you rewatch it as well, the more that you just pick, because when you watch something, the first, if it's something you rewatch and rewatch and rewatch, then the first time you see it usually is how you'll interpret it every other time, and you'll sort of just, you'll pick up on little things, but the things that you picked up the first time you'll just move on from. It took me ages to realize that that isn't the flame of a Bunsen burner, and that it's actually him folding the money. Yeah. And but like, you know, I never
layered.
It's layered, it's really I think as well, like I say recently, I think the last time I watched it was about 6 or 7 months ago that I watched it for the first time in quite a while. And I clocked about 3 new things that I'd never clocked. And I couldn't believe it. Like, some of it's stupid, like when Tim is about to take everyone into the warehouse, and you know, he's going, there will be arse cleavage, and are you chewing? No, good. And like, the camera is is facing him side on, and then there's this little alley, and down the alley, little ginger cat. Never noticed the cat. And I saw the cat, and he's got a little kennel, and I was like, how have I never noticed the fucking cat? And then I'm like, why do I care about the cat? I can't quote the cat, but there's a fucking cat.
They're not even going to see.
And then there's a bit where, which one's Cooper and which one's Webb? What are their actual names?
Oof.
Which one's Cooper and which one's Webb?
I reckon you've mixed them.
I know it's not Cooper. Their names aren't Cooper and Webb, but they're from Cooper and Webb. The redhead. He's like, maybe if you just sit down, what's his name? Does he have a name?
I don't know if he's got an actual name. Okay. Has he got a name?
That's a good shout. I can't recall.
Well, that guy,
he's phased,
that
he's
redheaded
phased
guy, there's a bit where, what am I doing in there with a dildo? She says no, as an I for one believer. And then there's a bit like it keeps panning back from them to, what is it, Trudy? Back and forth.
Yeah.
And there's one bit where you see him just smile. He cracks, honestly. He's just a little bit, just as the camera moves and goes back. And again, I couldn't believe I'd never clocked it, but I was sort of watching other people in the thing. And then there was one more, which was I can remember the bit. You know when he's fit body, fit mind, working out? He says something about like a dinosaur or something like that. I can't remember what it is. He says fit body, fit mind, mind the gap, that's it.
Mind the gap. Yeah.
You know what? When you said about that, you noticed things that you hadn't noticed before. That was the
really
one that I was going to say.
Mind.
Is that?
Mind the gap.
Yeah. That
I found it so funny. I had to like lean into it because I must have just assumed there wasn't. So your ear sort of skips over it. But I think I was just like, wait a minute. And I'd already clocked the other two things. So you know, I was bloody keeping an eye on.
It's like when Gareth's eating his lunch and he's got like a proper military.
I've never clocked that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, little things like that. You don't realise it first couple of times, and then it's only after
still laughing.
Time, like you say, these little things. But I've never noticed that cat.
Mate, honestly,
I'm gonna have to go back and look.
I need to go and see the cat now.
I don't know what I'm saying. Honestly, like it'll blow your mind. It's a fucking cat, but it blew my mind because I hadn't noticed it before.
You've impressed. You've charmed me because just in that little in that whole little passage there, when you're saying about are you chewing, that was going to be one of the questions that I was going to ask.
Oh, the subtitles.
Because that's an off.
It's because the subtitle says, "Are you cheering?" But he says, "Are you chewing?"
Yeah.
I've always thought that. Like, I know it's kind of like said quickly, but surely it's not in the script book, which I've got upstairs. Carried out
signed by, written by.
Well, you've already had your.
He's passed the first quiz, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I didn't get quiz. Perfect, so I need to do another one.
Not perfect.
You've already alluded. He's given himself a little excuse here, though, and he alluded to. I don't know the dates sometimes.
Bark, Sarge. Okay, first question, and this I expect you to know this.
Putting
pressure on. Name of the song. What's the name of the song playing as Brent leaves Malcolm at the end of the year? Party?
That sounds very much like an outside of a quote question, so I'm going to have to really think about it because it's not. This is the context thing I was talking about. You know, if it's a song from outside, if it was made by Gervais. Sure. Can you repeat the question?
I think he said it's your favourite quote. The yeah. Oh no.
What's the
oh name of the song? as he goes see you later and then goes back in.
Yeah. The eyes are going. He's got the dance. He's halfway there.
Get this party started by Pink, but. I don't think it can be because he sings that before he goes into the Christmas party and I doubt they would reuse it. As incorrect that I'm wrong.
You're right in how you good. Wrong you are.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to say then...
Bloody good.
I really don't know this and it's really annoying because this is the kind of question that would not, you know...
Well, you won't not remember this again. Next time you're watching it, you'll definitely focus in. S Club 7. S Club.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
As you can see, I'm not even going, I'm not even pretending that I sort of... That's just...
That's really surprising.
When you know,
that's
you know.
Really interesting. But like what you said earlier about the context of things and, you know, you don't pick up necessarily on stuff outside of the context.
Yeah, it's just not the kind of thing I would ever sort of take in. I think the only one of those I can really remember is the you know,
don't forget. 10cc.
It's just everything I'm going through. I'm not
going through. I think because we use the clip so much in our everyday chat WhatsApps, it's almost just constantly playing at the end. At the end of that scene, I can just hear.
Can you sing the song that is it? The one that goes, "Ain't no party like a nice club party." Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you're just walking back in the room.
That's the thing.
The camera from Malcolm follows him in.
We use that in the WhatsApp group all the time. Every time this is a
staple.
No, but I can't use just yeah. I've got to use the four.
You're going to see that.
Second year with the S Club in. It's just.
A shit start. Go on. Yes.
Number two. What
Ron and Elaine. Same name as Stephen Merchant's parents. I know that. And Ron having a small part of the caretaker.
Yeah. So he knows.
Yeah. Don't look at the camera. Just stands there, gormless.
Okay. Number three. What is the name of the training video that the group?
Oh, make your motto. Who cares? Win.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Noakes.
Very good. I know you'll get this. What is smudged on the gusset of the punch that hit David in the face?
Well, it's believed to be either Nutella or Marmite. That's another one we use quite a lot. Correct. And I knew it was Nutella.
Yeah.
It's a great use of the word gusset. That's
another one.
Has that ever happened to you? Has anyone
Hit you in the face?
Because if I attend, which I will, I'm going to bring. I'll buy a new pair first.
That's why I said that. Genuine story. I've been on. We went out and battled in Canada as a 2-on-2 in Halifax, and it's near a sort of fishing town, I think. And someone threw a mackerel onto the stage. and then we just threw it back in. And then at the very end, after the battle, we're sort of hugging everyone and people are coming up and sort of like giving us, and some guy just comes up to me with a lobster and goes, do you want this? And I was like, nah, that's cool. At the time I was vegan. So I was like, I'm vegan, man. He's like, no problem, I'll keep it. I was like, okay, that's fine. What's happening? What is this Dali-esque interaction I'm having with this random man?
I've never had anyone come up to us. But
yeah, it's time, boy.
Not yet.
Still time.
Yeah.
So what is the name of the show that Keith watches?
Oh, Peak Practice. I've no idea what that is as well. I've never heard of it outside the context of this show.
Isn't it like a mobile doctor or something?
It's one of those like mumsy kind of... Yeah, it's like one of the, I think it's like some sort of like Yorkshire Dalesy sort of like Peak Districty kind of animal practice or doctor practice.
Doesn't sound great.
Yeah. I probably should have said I don't know. I'll try it.
Right.
Nearly got there.
Number six.
You're a fan of Peak Practice, then send them in.
What is the name of the main brewery in Swindon?
The main brewery in Swindon. Well, isn't it Courage? I think he says it might be Courage.
Might be Courage, actually.
That that's another one, to be fair. That's another...
Might be anything here, actually. and also, there's something to be said for the fact actually is a quote that gets you, like, basically, without, like, completely subconsciously gets used all the time, like... He has actually added onto the back of she has left him. She has left him, actually. I forgot about that. But like my wife going, did a delivery come today? And I go, no. And then I go and find a little thing in the letterbox that says we miss you. And I go, it did come, actually. I forgot about that. Just like that. That's every single day.
Well, wasted.
By the way, as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
She said no, by the way.
They didn't come, by the way, yeah.
Gold.
What is...
Vodka and Coke. Remembered. Ding!
Lager? Thereof.
It is really funny that he thinks it's impressive to remember like the most fucking basic drink of vodka and Coke. It's not like it was some obscure cocktail. Because he must know he's not doing well with her, so he must think that like maybe I'll impress her with my attentiveness that I've remembered a really standard drink she likes.
I'll turn this around.
What does Gareth have to do all day?
Hop on one leg. Day? Come on. You've got harder ones than these, haven't you?
He's back in. What set of
monster trucks
is Gareth an expert?
You will never win.
It'll still be fun, though. He's even got a bar about it. Am I supposed to compete with that?
Yeah, you've. That's a freebie.
Okay, final one. Who's the writer?
John Betjeman.
Slough.
I'm really annoyed about that first one because you've seen the levels. Do you know what I mean? And that's...
Yeah. The thing is, we've always knew you were going to be good. So before we get a couple of toughies in there, so fair play. It's just really interesting that whole quote is almost like it's... The quote itself is so good that the rest of the superfluous music and stuff around it...
It's weird, isn't it? Like... It's background in profoundly background kind of thing. I don't really take notice of it. I also have a shit memory for songs in general, like lyrics, names, artists, all things like that. So I think my brain sort of subconsciously sort of skips them maybe when they're in. But yeah, I think even like favorite films, favorite TV shows, anything like that, I couldn't really do the soundtrack on anything. I couldn't really get many down from anything like that. Yeah, it's a bit of a weak point. The only one I have. Nah, come on.
That's really impressive, though. 9 out of 10. Wow. I don't think we've ever had a 10.
Why is it?
Not a trick, is it?
Well, then. It's just a little men.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's just one big boys club, isn't it?
It's a myth.
We need to find some kind of like less Tory Clarkson Top Gear like ranking thing.
What, on the board? Yeah, we should have done that. Yeah.
That's a shame.
The professionalism is, and that is what I want. That's
you don't get that.
You've also got to have you've got to have two quizzes, like one that's not bad and one that's like mega fuck you up quiz. Because the mega fuck you up
that's
quiz.
What we call it,
yeah,
because I've been to a mega have you been to quiz. Any in like
sponsored by
you know in a pub setting where they do the pub quizzes of The Office? Have you ever gone to one of them?
We stay away really.
The problem we had is we had on the show, you and McIntosh, and he stitched us up, not gonna lie. You know, we've obviously done our quiz questions and he runs quizzes, doesn't he? He goes around and does them. And I said, oh, you know, I've got this massive collection of questions and stuff like that. He said, yeah, I've got some too. I said, oh, so if I send you ours, you should send us...
Really?
Send him nothing back.
Cheeky bastard.
That's a shame, isn't
it? And that's...
yeah, so we boycott him. Yeah, if... and
boycott Keith. Boycott Scotch
not
eggs.
For me, I like him.
I know what you mean though. Mm. I think that'd be quite good. I think because we do this, it would almost add an extra layer of pressure.
Yeah, that's fair.
Need.
That time. Yeah. So, yeah. We write the questions sometimes and forget the answers by the time we record. Like, I actually don't know this.
there's times when I hope that the guest knows.
One of my favourite things is a quiz, and I get like every time me and my wife go to the pub, we usually end up doing quizzes, and I think I've exhausted every single office quiz there is out there. But now and then for like a birthday or for Christmas or something, I'll get her, or sometimes I think I've got Theo to do it once or twice, to just make me a really, really, really hard one, just in the hopes that I can sort of really, really, really have to dig deep to think of some of the answers.
I'm sure we could put that out there. There'd be definitely people that would send in like ridiculous questions.
You should do a contest with all the people who got 9 or above.
Yeah, this is the real quiz. That's the real quiz.
That is probably the most...
The kettle over a pub round.
This is the real quiz that there will be, because that is literally what I'm doing. I'm pathetically trying to get a better score by appealing to your...
Respect your elders. Do not mess with the big boys.
Do you get it as well?
We can definitely do so. We did loads in lockdown. We held, I think, and Dawn, Lucy Davis joined on one evening, didn't she? And jumped on, did a round for us. And I think we definitely could probably run a few more of them, but some of the features and the rounds were pretty extravagant. We'd have to dig
That'd
out the
great.
Production yeah. levels again.
In fact,
but we could do a guest special, get them back.
What I did is mash up,
period.
What was it? What?
A wrapper on.
Basically, a pretty dope mashup of.
mad enough about the gear.
we called it, what was it? A phrase,
Songs of Phrase.
Essentially, Songs of Phrase, but office version. So a load of clips, and then obviously put them into a well-known phrase from The Office.
Brilliant.
And we'll start sending you them.
Oh!
Yes. Let's set
Do
that
you know
up.
What? Brilliant is probably the most used one, isn't it? And it sort of spans everything he's ever done, because he sort of says brilliant in everything, doesn't he? Brilliant. Yeah. So brilliant might be the most used one.
Just these odd words that, again, are just instinct reactions.
Last thing.
Can't help it.
Do you guys have...
That's my favourite.
That instinct when you hear someone else do a quote and they maybe slightly say it wrong or get the intonation wrong and you immediately have to repeat it whilst laughing so they know you're not having a go, but correct it.
Yeah. It's either that or clumsy.
Sure, you want to go like that? Or I'd have said,
That's
the thing as well.
Correct. At last.
constant bullying. We find, and that's
shout out to JP.
I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest. Yeah. And it almost heightens your senses because you know you've got to get everything right in a WhatsApp group.
It's training.
The receipts are there, and if it's wrong, someone's going to pick up on it, and they will let you know. Always the same.
Always the same. Yeah. It's training, and I think it's, you know, it's about standards and holding each other accountable.
The most important thing, you know,
if we let our standards go, yeah, exactly, and that's him saying it. So, but I think that has been I'll be giggling all night now. Not because Steve's there, but that's derogatory to my
degrading
wife.
Degrading to an MC.
But I think we should definitely try and get to an event. What have you got? You know, what have you got in the pipeline?
More of these.
You have to ask.
Well, opportunities, really. I've got so we've got Sounds Like is going to Fringe, Edinburgh Fringe in the last week of that. So it's like August 21st till the 25th. We've got a couple of episodes which we're doing there, and they're going to be co-hosted by Doc Brown, who obviously people might know him from his stuff Gervais. And I very rarely bring it up to him. I very rarely bring it up to him. What's he like? What's he like? But so obviously any fans of him would really like it. He's a great host, and he's really into the rhyme stuff as well. He's a rapper obviously himself, and we invited him to come on a show when we were doing it online. And he just really, really loved it. And so he's sort of taken it over and producing it now for us, which is just amazing. And he's taken us up to Fringe. So we're like absolutely blown away by that. And then, so we've got that in August. The tickets are available now. And we've also got, there's some battles coming up, like on Don't Flop and Premier Battles. Those are the two big UK-based battle rap leagues. There's always events going on. I'm not in all of them, but there's always, so you know, you won't want to go, but the ones they're still happening, so you know, well, welcome. They probably can't do what I do now, probably what spurred them on, but they've got battles going on all the time, really, really amazing events up in Manchester, Liverpool, and London and Bristol, and those are really cool. And I've got a battle probably in, I think I've got one in September, and then I've got one in November, possibly. So yeah, there's a couple of battles that will just be happening. So yeah, follow Don't Flop and Premier Battles for more updates on those, and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And you know, that's all I want to say. You know, don't touch it.
Help one of our friends again, JP. So
you want there's a possibility one day that there'll be the 2-on-2, which is like, I'd love to battle Ilmac, but he's part of a legendary 2-on-2 called Ilmac and Thesaurus, who I've been going longer than me and Marlo have by quite a way. And us two versus those two, they're Americans, and that's been like something that's been on the cards for about 8 or 9, maybe even 10 years, as us two versus those two. So yeah, I mean, man, wow. Hopefully one day we can have that happen. I'd love for them to come out here and battle, because the UK crowds for battle rap are just some of the most like incredibly positive and reactionary crowds like in the world. They're so they're not biased by like Americans coming over here. They're not like booing the Americans and cheering the Brits or anything like that. They're just really, really great crowds. So I would love for that battle to happen. We'll have to see.
How do they differ in America?
Come on.
He's called him out.
Yeah, how? That's it.
Well,
differ in the States then.
American probably.
It's not like they're not like against British people by any stretch. And like it's really big in Canada as well. So those are, you know, obviously they're neighbouring countries, and there's no like animosity between any of the countries when it comes to the crowds, really. But I think there's always more of a sort of hometown holler kind of thing when it comes to the US. There's like, not only do you support people really, really heavy from your own city, because in America, rap is so huge and the country is so huge that you have to get kind of granular to know who you want to support. And so people love people from their own city, they love people from their own state, and they love people from their own country. So when, you know, a Brit maybe comes along to America, it's not like the crowds are hostile, but they just really fucking want their guy to do really well. And so they really support that person. So it's kind of, it's not like they're against you. It's just kind of a bit of like, come on for the hometown kind of thing. Canada, I'd say, is less like that. Sorry?
It only means your ass over there, doesn't it?
Yeah, not.
It only means your ass over there, doesn't it?
Not. Actually, does he? Yeah, he does it there.
He's done, you've done that. Even the thumb and the finger, and they're perfectly placed. You just can't beat it. It's,
that is big boy shit.
It's next level. It's big boy shit. About that. It is big boy shit.
Yeah.
Probably why we get on. But no, really, really appreciate you taking the time to come and chat to a couple of divs.
No, pleasure,
and,
man. I doubt
hopefully
it,
we can stay in touch. And
obviously stay in touch. And get me on WhatsApp or whatever, and we'll...
Might.
Yeah.
There's the nose again. That's another one. Actually, we haven't got that far yet.
Yeah, there's blank the again.
Whatever it is again. Bloody repeats. Yeah, that's just, we've got more of this to do. All right. Yeah. No.
Not literally. I've got to get self tape for one thing. it's too easy.
We'll let you crack on then.
I don't know if you do these for a laugh now, because were you doing like episode by episode before?
We did all the episodes, and then the Christmas specials, and then we've just been doing sort of...
Well, look, I'd love to do another one if you ever get, you know, bored or can't find anyone to come on if someone pulls out last minute. I don't know. It'll just be more, literally, it will be more of these. It will be...
More of these. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
He's a massive fan of... Yeah, he's a massive Office fan.
Yeah, I don't know if people would know, but the Simpsons steamed hams, and I mentioned about maybe doing an Office one of them, and he said that that's something he's been doing. So
he and I actually might have even talked about doing that together at one point, because obviously he's one of the people on Sounds Like as well, and I swear we must have had a conversation about it before. Simpsons is another one that's a quota. That's every day.
Yeah, that goes round.
But maybe I'll bring it up to him. But I'm sure he'd love to come on if you guys wanted him on and he's got time. I'm sure he'd have a well good time with that. And Marlo would absolutely fucking kill to come on as well.
We should probably do a... maybe get him a... We used to do, again, during lockdown, just the, like, the random late night with... Sounds very... Sounds a bit...
We used to do our quizzes every Sunday evening. So through lockdown, we did Office quiz every Sunday, which was brilliant. We used to get loads of people coming on.
Wow.
So we had celebrity appearances, you know, just saying. And then after, we just end up spending time after the quiz. just talking shit for ages.
I know loads of people who would like to come on here. I don't know if any of them haven't achieved what some of the other guests achieved, but I think they bloody love it. No, my boss would fucking love to come on it, but it just depends on sort of how far down the barrel are you. Oh, we're scraping.
I think it's just We have a niche following who clearly are as obsessed and sort of can do what we do, you know. And I think if people want to hear what I like is if there's something new to offer, like if there's a different, like I genuinely there are things that I will now go and look for. The cat is one of them. Like there's still things that what 20 however many years on, like we're still finding. I think if anyone's got anything new to offer, then yeah.
Well, I'll put you in touch with them. Send them in.
I mean, Nick, let's record our episodes together. I'd like to take it on the road. I think we should get out into a battle, maybe do some more stuff.
Yeah.
Like. Can we warm up at a battle?
Yeah.
Office
bants
before.
Yeah. You can. Yeah. Not in the venue, but
I think we should get him some merch. We need to get you a. We need to get you a cap.
Throw at Marlo and hit him in the face.
We've definitely still got some of our merch. Yeah. Yes. We'll get you merched up and then let's get all of the three people that listen to this down to the show and watch it.
But when me and Theo have got together our like supercut of all the quotes from The Office that we've used in the battles, followed by the bits from the battle, I'd love to come on with him and like share that with your like with your viewers or whatever. That'd be well cool.
Yeah, let's
all right, wicked.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're
guys.
A hero.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Pleasure. All right, cheers. Love guys. It. Have a good one.
Podcast adjourned.
See you later. Oh, yes, leave.
I shouldn't have favourites, but I've thoroughly enjoyed that. I don't know if it's the Dr. Pepper who we've been supping. What a hero. And I think we definitely need to go and do the battle, do the fringe.
Big time. Yeah, there'll be a laugh. Get up there. Sounds like there's a good little crew of people that be bang up for it.
Yeah, let's get a whip round. Hotels during the fringe, they'll be... That'll be
That's gonna cost you.
This is gonna cost you, boy. But no, I think we need to get him and his pals on, see who the best one was, go from there.
What's the office sort of supercut?
Yeah,
that's a decent one.
Keep in touch for Twitter for that one, and keep in touch for Twitter for us, obviously, for more updates on the book. Big. Are we going? Oh, are we going to announce it? Big announcement!
Well, we've announced it on Twitter, I think. Anyway, but the big news is that we've got Duncan Goodhue is going to be writing our forward.
Forward by Duncan Goodhue. So
literally
happening. So thanks, Duncan, if you're listening. He's not listening.
But yeah, Dad, our book essentially our book doesn't happen without the support from you guys and for the the rest of the community, I suppose, who love The Office. So if you find us on unbound.com and pledge to support our book, say it doesn't get made without reaching our goal. So we really need the help from you guys. Spread the word.
If everyone listening gave us a quid, we'd have about a tenner.
Almost be able to get one book.
Yeah. Yeah,
but there's lots of different pledge tiers. So there's some that are a bit more expensive that come with extra little bits of merch and whatnot.
And now you've heard the tier. I can't remember how much it is. It's not that much really for what you get. But the invitation to the launch party, which now might include what Doc Brown, Shuffle T and his pals.
I think now it'll
JP might come. I don't think JP's pledged yet, and we give him a lot of airtime in that pod. Yeah. So yeah, JP. Get your wallet out, boy. All right. He probably hasn't got that much money.
So we will keep nosing everyone. Unbound.com, find our book. It's called The Office, A Good Idea Forever.
Does that work as a pitch? We are going to keep nosing you until... So if you want to shut us up...
Yes, the reverse subversion. Yeah.
Right. It's like those buskers you get in the street. Yeah. Basically, just put some money in and he'll shut up.
Just shut him up.
Yeah, just shut him up. Give him a tenner and buy a sandwich. Wow. I mean, anyway, I've got to go beg. So I've got to go find a nice doorway. Thank God it's summertime. See you later.
Go, Jerry.
Oh, mine, go, Jerry. See you later.